RunDNA has an extensive range of running and walking footwear. They're trusted by podiatrists and physiotherapists. The RunDNA fitter's advice is second to none. Pop into RunDNA, 20 Manton Street, Hindmarsh, or 391 Fullerton Road, Fullerton. They're open 7 days, plenty of off-street parking. If you walk or run, you need to RunDNA.
Welcome to Hooked on Sport. This is South Australia's weekly sports wrap, where we uncover the stories, personalities and moments that define sport across South Australia. It's time for Hooked on Sport with two-time Bradman medalist Ben Hook and state golf representative Sophie Hilditch. It's time to see which athletes have been selected this week in Sophie's Star and Ben's Best.
Oh, Hookie, I've got a good one for you this week. I've gone
in. You have a good one every week, Soph.
All right, well, they're all good, Ben, but I'm really proud of this one. I've gone Indy Pennelly. She's just won the Narelle Smith medal for her outstanding season in Division 3 footy playing for Pembroke. She's won this season, Ben. She's won best player for the game 11 times. She only played a total of 14 matches. How unbelievable was that?
So let's have a word. We're going to get Indy on and ask her what she did wrong in the other three.
Yeah, exactly. Something went wrong in your other three. But now correct me if I'm wrong here, Ben, because I know you're the cricket guru and I wouldn't want to take over that mantelpiece. But Indy also plays cricket for Kensington in the senior division. She actually only just made the Cricket Australia Under 16 National Championship Team of the Year back in January 2025. I mean, what can't this young woman do? A dual sportsman, and she's really reaching top heights at the moment in both sports.
I think she's just been selected in the Australian under-19 team as a 16-year-old. So that is quite incredible as well. Her father, Jamie, legend of Kensington Cricket Club, was picked in their all-time greatest team. He coaches that team. He's the captain of the Australian over-40s team. So the pedigree, you know, clearly runs deep. But I did not know anything about Indy being a footballer. And the fact that you've shared with us that she won that Pembroke medal is quite incredible, Soph. So what a superstar. And who knows where she'll go, because I'd love to see her play cricket, of course, and go on and play for the South Australia women's team and beyond. But who knows? She might make it as a footballer. Division 3 is not a bad standard these days.
No, 100%. She's actually also the first Queen, so the first Pembroke player to win in history to win that league medal. So just an incredible achievement.
Can I move on to Ben's Best and share with you about Jesse Moore, who has a skill named after him, named in his honour. So you've probably heard, Soph, if you do an axel or a double axel or a triple axel in skating, then that is named in honour of the person who performed it first, and that was someone called Axel, right? Well, now there is a manoeuvre on a pommel horse called the Moore, and it's named after our very own South Australian Jesse Moore. He's a bit of a star, Jesse. Went to the 2024 Paris Olympics, did that on the back of winning both the Australian Championships and the Oceania Championships. He then made the final of the all-around. I think he's the first Australian male and the first South Australian male ever to make it through to a final, the first Australian male since London 2012. He has this skill, this element of his pommel horse routine, and I'm going to give it the technical term. He basically does a one-handed spinning handstand. Now, that's not really the technical term, as you would understand. But basically, he's doing a one-handed handstand on a pommel horse, and he spins himself around 180 degrees and then moves into the next part of a maneuver. He's going from one move to the next, and the Moore has become the way you transition from one to the other. It's pretty incredible. I've watched it. It's an amazing little maneuver, but can you imagine that forevermore when someone does this part of their routine? You can imagine the commentator going, oh, lovely Moore, did a beautiful Moore maneuver there. So there you are. Jesse Moore has his own move. He is Ben's Best this week.
Oh, that's a great one, Ben. I'm proud of that. But I actually think it could be made better if we could try and get you to replicate the Moore so our listeners can actually see it on the Instagram.
If you gave me a yellow card last week, that will be a definite red card if I tried anything like it.
Worth a shot, Wallace.
Indeed. That stumps on another episode of Hooked on Sport. We appreciate you listening and trust you enjoyed the show. Help us reach more sports-minded people just like you by following us and leaving a review. We look forward to your company next week on Hooked on Sport.
If you're enjoying this podcast, I'd encourage you to take a listen to Beyond the Club. It's a project I've been working on with Flinders University. Now I co-host it with Professor Sam Elliott, and we break down all the latest research on how to maximise the experience of junior and club athletes. There's a range of resources, special guests, and cutting-edge info on how you can make your club a safer, happier place for your kids and their club mates. Beyond the Club, wherever you get your podcasts.